Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that takes you through the pages of the Prime Minister's diary. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Sinsemilla on Thursday, June 11, concluded her participation in a two-day summit of heads of state and government of the European Union, EU, and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC. The discussions were held in Brussels, Belgium, June 10 to 11. In the final engagement over the 2 days, the Prime Minister led the Jamaican delegation in a meeting between the EU and the CARIFORUM group of countries. She also attended a retreat with EU and CELAC leaders to discuss international issues and developments. At the retreat, the Prime Minister spoke about some of the major issues of concern to Jamaica. These include the need for greater levels of development financing for developing countries within the framework of the post-2015 development agenda, as well as practical on-the-ground programs to prevent and respond to the effects of climate change. Mrs. Sinsemilla also restated her call for changes to be made to the existing classification of some developing countries as middle income, thus locking them out of the possibility for greater levels of funding for development and other economic support. While in Brussels, the Prime Minister also convened a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Spain, Mariano Rajoy Bray, on Thursday, and also held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Sweden, Stefan Löfven, on Wednesday. The bilateral meetings reviewed several areas of cooperation between Jamaica and the two EU countries and identified additional areas of cooperation to be pursued. Technology transfer, agriculture, and agro-processing formed a major part of the talks with Spain. Additionally, Prime Minister Sinsemilla and Löfven spoke of the commitment of their governments to prudent macroeconomic management, trade and investment facilitation, employment creation, gender equality, the protection of children, and social programs for the most vulnerable segments of their populations. Mrs. Sinsemilla returned to the island on Saturday, June 13. The Prime Minister last week lauded the contribution of employees of the Montego Bay Free Zone in St. James for their role in ensuring that Jamaica earned some $1 billion over the last 10 years. In a speech delivered by Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding at the Montego Bay Free Zone's 30th anniversary banquet, Mrs. Sinsemilla also noted that the Free Zone earned $120 million last year.
You are the people and firms that have contributed to the earning of some US $120 million last year and some US $1 billion over the last 10 years. Indeed, the men and women of the Montego Bay Free Zone, through your stellar work, have contributed to the reputation of the zone as one of the most sought-after locations for business process outsourcing in Jamaica and the world.
The Prime Minister says the Montego Bay Free Zone has been a jewel in the crown of successive governments.
In all this, the zone has remained true to its mandate of generating foreign investments, creating employment opportunities, and facilitating the transfer of technology.
The Montego Bay Free Zone is the second largest employer in Western Jamaica, facilitating the employment of some 7,200 persons directly.
This means that some 43% of the employment within the BPO sector in Jamaica is accounted for in the Montego Bay Free Zone. When we take the multiplier effect into account, there are another 3,000 jobs generated as a result of the zone's operations.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding, speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Sinsemilla. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.